State agriculture officials report that 60 of the 76 deer killed on a quarantined hunting preserve in Portage County have tested positive for the fatal brain disease. Officials depopulated the Buckhorn Flats Preserve in January after a 3-year legal battle with the owner. During that time, 22 other deer tested positive on the same farm. UW-Wisconsin veterinary researcher Judd Aiken says he's alarmed by the test results, but there's no smoking gun yet implicating captive animals in the spread of the disease in south-central Wisconsin.
You can't say they're the cause of the disease, but they're certainly playing the role in the dissemination. I mean, we've clearly put another area of the state at real risk for CWD in free-ranging deer.
The Department of Natural Resources have killed 12 wild deer in the area around Buckhorn Flats after a breach in the farm's fence was discovered in January. None have tested positive. Aiken says despite the threat this new disease hotspot poses, there is a silver lining. He and other researchers from across the country will use tissue samples from the Portage County deer to try to learn more about the disease. Aiken hopes to test a theory that some deer have a genetic makeup that makes them partially resistant to CWD.
I'm very curious to see in that, from the game farm where you have a more enclosed facility, what the genetics of those deer are. Since they are from different regions, we may get some very interesting samples out of it.
Meanwhile, state officials will begin disinfecting the game farm, burning any wood deer came in contact with, and scraping off the topsoil where deer congregated and burying it so other animals can't get to it. No other deer will be allowed inside the fence at the farm for 5 years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.